Well, Barry Michael needs no introduction. I'll let him do his own, actually, because he's a great voice in the world of boxing, now a promoter, and with him, our number one ranked boxer in the world, the undefeated, set to take them on in the super middleweights in 2017 on the international stage, Zach Dunn. First of all, Bazza, great to have you back.
Thanks very much, Mark. Great to be here with Zach. And as you've, you know, you've given Zach a pretty big rap already, but he's undoubtedly the most exciting boxer in this country. He's rated number 6 in the WBC, number 13 in the WBA, number 7 in the IBF, and number 6 in the World Boxing Organization, the four major bodies. And we're just lining up to get a shot at one of the majors in the next 6 to 12 months.
Zach, welcome back to SEN.
It's always good to be here.
You're in great nick. You fought about 8 days ago, yeah, 9 days ago.
Last Friday night, yep.
Yep. Tell us about the fight from your perspective. Who did you fight?
I fought Liam Cameron, ranked number 15 in Britain. You know, he come down from light heavyweight to fight. He was like it says on BoxRec that he's 6'1", but he was a bit taller than that. He's a bit stronger than what I thought. Like coming in the first couple of rounds of the fight, I thought, like, I was trying to knock him out early. He was a bit stronger than what I thought. And then I went back to my boxing and gave him a boxing lesson.
You got him.
Yep, undoubtedly. Look, Liam Cameron came here, 24 professional fights, 19 wins, only 4 losses, all on points, never been stopped. As an amateur, British amateur champion, has fought the Callum Smiths, has fought all the good fighters in the super middleweight division. After the fight, I had dinner with him a couple of nights later before he went back to the UK. He said that Zach is the hardest puncher he's fought by far.
What did you have for dinner? Porridge?
Fish. I'm a fish fan.
No, for him, after fighting Zach.
No, he was black and blue, but his appetite was okay. He had two black eyes, and he fought a very determined fight. It was, you know, Zach's pressure for 12 rounds. I actually did the commentary on the fight at ringside, which I think it's on Foxtel this week, actually. But Zach's pressure and his punch rate was incredible for 12 whole rounds. And I only actually gave Liam Cameron either one, maximum 2 rounds out of 12.
Now, I've got to say, Barry and Zach, in for all over bins, all sizes, all over town. Go to allovebins.com.au and your own property. Yeah, tell me your company.
Yes, mate. I've been in and out of property all my life, but about four.
whose property?
In a lot of. Well, I've been married. I'm on my third marriage, so you can understand that. Getting rid of a few houses.
Hang on, you lose half a house each marriage. You're down half a house.
But still going pretty well. At 61. I've set up the Barry Michael Property Group, and it's incredible the response I've had from people. I've got a couple of $100 million worth of quality listings from investment properties, units, businesses. Anyone needs to look at a property for an investment or a business, 0413-654-999, the Barry Michael Property Group, 0413-654-999.
Couple of $100 million, Zach, is it good for him? Can you get a loan off the bloke?
If I sell that, I'll be well and truly retired.
there are some other great Aussie boxing talent that the mundane green dialogue tends to drown out.
It does.
A lot of the worthy stories. We'll talk about Mundine Green in a moment, but give us some other names. Off the SMS, we know, and the Maloney's are beauties.
Maloney's are two top prospects, on their way up. But George Kambosos has just had a big win, beating Brandon Ogilvie, which was a really big win. What's his name? The guy who beat Cameron Hammond for the Commonwealth title. What's his name? I can't think of his name. But look, we've got some really good up. And Lenny Zappavinia's in the United States.
He got the terrible hiding. Remember when he went for that world title?
Yeah, that was years ago, though. But there still
Who did he? Did he fight Trout?
It was one of the Mexicans he fought. I can't think of his name now, but he got a boxing lesson. But Lenny's probably got a bit of defence deficiency, but a very exciting fighter, and the Americans love him. He's still a chance of winning. He's won one world title. He's a chance of winning another. Billy Dibb's still trying to get a crack at another world title.
Who's the young bloke undefeated, I think, also?
What weight?
I'm not quite sure, but highly ranked. Might be one of our top-ranked boxers.
Oh, you've caught me there off...
That's okay.
Off the hop.
But the noise around Mundine Green is is deafening.
Oh, isn't it? I mean,
tell us about it, and then we'll get Zach's take on it.
Look, you know, it's been a long time coming. I'm glad. I'm now glad that it's finally happening. February the 3rd or the 1st, anyway. February, in Adelaide, South Australian government's tipped in a lot of money to make it happen. Regardless of what people think, it's going to be a huge event. It's going to be massive, and you know, Jeff, my great champion Jeff Fenwick, talking up as though Danny Green's an absolute walkover and will knock Mundine out in the first round. I tend to disagree. I think it'll be a competitive match, even at the 83 kilograms, which is way above what Mundine's fought at. And it'll finally put to rest the... Let's hope there's not a number three, that's for sure. But I think this will put it to rest well and truly. And hopefully both guys will walk off into retirement with a big payday each.
What do you reckon, Zach? I mean... Look, the money's there because there's public interest.
Yeah.
But for the sport itself, we're talking about two guys well past their prime.
Yeah, well past their prime.
Catch weight, which is always dangerous. Just explain what a catch weight is, Barry.
Catch weight is a weight above an official weight. Like, they're fighting an 83 kilogram, which is above the light heavyweight limit, but below the actual cruiserweight limit. So it's a weight that's agreed by both fighters. But when you look at Mundine's been fighting as low as 69.7 and Danny's been fighting up around 90, there is a fair weight disparity.
Barry, Danny, my trainer, always told me that size will always come home stronger in the end in the fight.
Yeah, they always say a good big man beats a good little man. I tend to disagree.
Yeah.
You look at Mike Tyson, for example, you know, 5'10", and, you know, he used to smash the biggest, most dangerous blokes. I mean, there are always exceptions. Evander Holyfield's another one who I actually backed to stop Tyson the first time at 14-1. So,
Mundine's, you know, actually a bit younger as well, so you reckon he's got a bit more youth on his side?
A little bit of youth, but they both had a lot of tough fights, both of them. They're both past their best. But look, I think it'll be competitive. And, you know, look, the best man will win on the night. Obviously, you've got to lean towards Green because he's going to have a lot of physical strength.
I was watching his fight against Kane Watts, and he was gassed by the fourth round.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, he's not the same fighter. But then again, you look at Chock's last three performances, and they haven't been too terrific either. Rabchenko was a good win.
They've been against pretty tough opponents.
Yeah, that's true.
Tougher opponents.
He's fought quality fighters. Yeah.
Horn.
Jeff Horn, of course. How can we forget about Jeff Horn?
Jeff Horn.
Undefeated, closing in on a shot at the... actually, will be getting a shot at probably the WBO world title pretty soon. Joseph Parker from New Zealand fighting for the WBO heavyweight title shortly against Andy Ruiz, I think it is, and that's a tough fight as well. But he's, you know, Joseph Parker can win that heavyweight title for New Zealand. Jeff Horn can also win the IBF world or WBO welterweight world title with the right manoeuvring. Very good fighter, Jeff Horn. A mate of Zach's. They've trained together, haven't you, Zach?
No, we haven't, but we've spoken over Facebook and that, and he's a terrific bloke. He's actually a school teacher as well.
He's a credit to boxing. He really is.
I wouldn't want to have detention with him.
No, he's a very composed boxer, a very good puncher, sees punch as well. But look, you know,
He can punch.
And look, that's why people love Zach Dunn. Zach's had 23 fights, 23 wins, 18 by knockout. And, you know,
80% of my fights are free knockout.
Well, it's more, I think.
I mean, a real feather in Zach's cap, it happened in your last fight. They don't always go to script.
Never.
So you might want to knock a bloke out, but as you said, your last opponent was probably bigger and stronger than you thought.
And he kept his hands up nice and well, so I had to break through his guard. I took away a lot from the fight, you know. Like, you know, I can't just crash through their guard. I got to set them up with the fast boxing punches.
You know, we've seen boxers that have a single game plan. Doesn't work out. They go out to knock out the opponent, and they're not... either prepared, skilled enough, or fit enough to fight the 12 rounds.
Yeah, look, that's one thing about Zach. Since I've been involved with Zach Dunn, you know, I never have to worry about his conditioning, his weight. He's a full-on professional. I mean, let's not forget that this young lad had 170 amateur fights all over the world.
And my trainer used to train with you back in the day. So.
Zach's trainer, Danny Kaye, was one of my old sparring partners and knockabouts. We used to knock about a lot together. And so, you know, like, Zach is one of the best body punchers Australia or the world's got at the moment. And, you know, Danny sort of instill that into Zach from the work we did together when we were young.
Couple off the SMS. Jade Mitchell just won in Japan.
Oh, of course, Jade Mitchell's one of our top stars. Michael Zarafa, another up-and-comer. Jade Mitchell's lost one fight against Ryan Breeze. That'd be actually a good rematch I could promote in the new year, Ryan Breeze and Jade Mitchell.
Now, I think it's Jade Mitchell comes out to the ring song, so he gets into the ring. I think it's a song by
Boy George.
Do I really want to hurt you?
Yeah. Look, Jade's an absolute gentleman. He's a real credit to the sport. He's won about three major or four titles now. You know, certainly a good boxer. He's one of those guys that you you get in with and he can make you look bad.
Also off the SMS, I don't mind the future of Jake Carr. Where's it at?
Well, unfortunately, Jake he's been in America for about 12 months and had his first fight over there a few months ago and was stopped in 6 or 7 rounds by an opponent that he was meant to beat. So his career's sort of stalled at the moment, I guess.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Conor McGregor is the number one man in UFC. He's got his boxing license, 100 million he could get for fighting Mayweather. You boys are skeptical. 9429 1116. Would you watch McGregor and Mayweather? Is it a fair dinkum fight, or is it a public? Is it a sideshow, a freak show? We'll find out from two experts, Zach Dunn and Barry Michael, after the break. Imagine this: coming into the ring to fight a boxing bout to this. Now, here's something for you. KB's off on holiday. In the last hour, Brian Waldron's going to come in. I thought we could have a bit of fun. Where would KB go on his holiday? Now, doesn't strike me as somebody who wants to travel the world, given his taste in cuisine. So I thought maybe take Denise, of course. Give Denise the holiday of a lifetime, of his lifetime. Places that are important to KB, maybe the MCG, could take her to his place of birth. The old Waverley, had a good game there or two. Have a bit of fun in the last hour. Or maybe a Richmond holiday. Go to Avoca, where they picked up Jimmy Jess from. What a holiday that would be for Denise. That comes up after 11 in the studio. Thanks to All Over Bins, all sizes all over town. Go to alloverbins.com.au. Zach Dunn, undefeated. Our number one ranked boxer in the world, ready to take on the world next year. We're going to find out from Zach who that might be. But first, Barry Michael also in with Zach. Conor McGregor has been given a boxing license, opens the door for a cross-sport battle of the century between he and Floyd Mayweather. Happened once before. Muhammad Ali fought a great Japanese martial artist. It was like watching a crab fight a giraffe.
Yes.
They couldn't reach each other. One was on the mat.
Yep.
The Japanese bloke, Muhammad Ali, stood up. It worked as well as that famous combination of strawberries and cheese. So it didn't work at all. Can this one work?
No. It can work financially. It's a massive, massive payday for both guys. Conor McGregor is, you know, probably the biggest name in UFC in the world at the moment. Very, very exciting Irishman. But you know, when it comes to boxing, Floyd Mayweather, you know, is the supreme boxing, you know, artist. And you know, when it comes to boxing, it's different to UFC. If it was the full bit, well, Conor McGregor probably wins. But if they're just going to box each other, Mayweather, for my money, will just box rings around him. And I think, Zach, you'd feel the same, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, like Mayweather's got the height advantage, the reach advantage.
Plus, he knows how to box. Whereas
he'd be 10 steps ahead of Conor McGregor.
Okay, on the other side of the coin, Mayweather in his 40s, Conor McGregor's at the right age, so he's got age on his side. Can that help?
That matters, no.
No. Not when you're as skilled as Floyd Mayweather. I mean, 1996, I picked Floyd Mayweather as the best fighter I saw at the Atlanta Olympics, and he was robbed. And I said he'll go into greatness. He's never lost a fight since. And believe me, he's not going to lose to Conor McGregor.
The $100 million purse for each of them, which has been suggested, is very tempting.
Oh, very tempting. I think either Zach or I would fight the two of them on the same night for a tenth of that. But that's incredible money. But when you look at Mayweather-Pacquiao, which was, I think, the biggest grossing fight in history, Mayweather walked away with about $170 million. So $100 million, be a nice, another $100 million in his bank account, and be nice for Conor, even though he'll get, in my opinion, which, you know, you never know. I could be wrong. But as Zach Dunn mentioned to me before, Ronda Rousey against Holly Holm, a boxer against, even though they did fight full UFC rules, Holly Holm took her apart.
9429 1116, a lot of UFC fans out there, and very loyal. And I've spoken to a few, and they reckon Conor McGregor's a chance. I can't see it.
I can't.
Make a case for Conor McGregor, I'll give you a pataki ham, because I think it's impossible.
Yep.
I reckon that should be the purse. $100 million to the winner. Two Pataki's, nice prize to Conor McGregor. Because, oh look, the one good thing for boxing, it's going to be fought on boxing's terms.
Yes, yes.
Does that mean in the future, if there is to be any cross-sport clashes, it has to be boxing?
Not necessarily. As you said, with Ali, it happened with sort of, you know, strange sort of rules. But I think it's good for boxing because it puts boxing back on the map in a big way, because UFC has taken a lot from boxing.
Zach, could Floyd Mayweather
defeat
Conor McGregor in the octagon?
No, I don't think so. No.
I don't think so either.
So what happens? They fight UFC. Mayweather will want to come out there and knock him out with his fists.
Yeah.
Mayweather would never take that.
What's the first thing that McGregor... I'm saying if it happened. What's the first thing McGregor would do? Would he jump on him or...
Jump on him, trying to get him on the ground. Once he's got him on the ground, that's, you know, when Mayweather's going to be in serious trouble. You know,
that's when a lot of boxing fans get really happy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like UFC's... I love a lot of the UFC fights, but when they do get on the ground, it's quite often pretty messy. And, you know, that's where their experience in wrestling and, you know, other martial arts, jiu-jitsu, whatever... You know, kickboxing is a combination of all martial arts. When it comes to boxing, one-on-one, you know, Floyd Mayweather, for my money, is one of the greatest ever. And I can't see Conor McGregor. Just in boxing, have a prayer. If it was the full rules, yes, Conor McGregor probably wins.
Off the SMS from Tim, Mayweather, he'll make $100 million in 30 seconds because that's how long it'll last.
I reckon it's going to go longer than... Floyd Mayweather, number one, he's a showman. He's a showman. He's not going to let it go 30 seconds. It's going to be worldwide pay-per-view. He'll let it go quite a few rounds.
He'll nurse it.
Yes.
Have you ever done that, Zach? Nursed a fight because you knew you could take the bloke out the first round, but you looked around and saw that the crowd had paid good money?
Nursed a fight? I finish him. I like to get out there as soon as possible.
Beat the traffic?
Don't hop any more punches than what I have to.
Yeah, I think that's pretty sensible. Yeah. No support for McGregor off the SMS.
Yeah, fair enough.
But we've got a savvy sports listening audience. Do they get their money on pay-per-view? Some people are saying it could be the biggest pay-per-view in history.
Could be. It actually could be because UFC is such a massive sport. And as I said, Floyd Mayweather's a showman. He won't take him out in the first round. And, you know, he's not a massive puncher, Floyd. Conor is tough. You know, he's a tough Irishman. And, you know, like... Look, he's going to be in there having a serious crack. I reckon it goes half a dozen rounds. People get their money's worth.
And you need to be selective. Just because it breaks the world pay-per-view record, if it did, doesn't legitimise the fight. I mean, if Mayweather fought Donald Trump, everybody in the world would watch.
For sure.
Trump would have done it as well.
I was going to say, Trump might find a way to beat him. You never know.
Well, didn't he knock out... Who's Vince McMahon? He got involved in WWF Trump.
Did he really? I didn't know that.
And they staged it, and I think he got in the ring and knocked out Vince McMahon.
Okay, I'm sure he'd be trying to be on a winner, Donald. That's for sure.
Boy, oh boy, what a world, Zach. Who's Zach Dunn in the studio? Super middleweight, undefeated. Who is your favourite next opponent? And do you believe, by the way, in 2017, do you believe you'll head overseas and fight for a world title?
You know, I'm willing to fight anywhere for a world title. You know, I'd love to be able to bring the fight here to Australia, but if I got to go overseas and grab it to bring it back, I will.
Is that whereabouts? Who's the opponent you'd love to fight?
Tyrone Zuiga. He just won the WBA world title. He's around the same age as I am, so it's an evenly matched fight. He's a polished boxer, but I believe I can put him away early.
I do too.
Now, that the Poles often fight in Germany, so it could be in Germany.
Yeah. No, he's polished. He's a polished boxer.
Oh, I thought he said polished.
No, he's polished.
Polished boxer. He is German. He's a German boxer.
He'll fight in Poland.
He's 19 wins, one draw, and that was against Giovanni Di Carolis. Now, Carolis has just lost that world title. Zach Dunn, who won the IBO super middleweight title off, what's his name?
We'll work it out.
Ukraine,
From the Ukraine. I've got a total mental blank. Anyway, he actually has got a knockout victory over Di Carolis. Max Bursak had a knockout victory over Di Carolis.
He just recently
lost the WBA World Super Middleweight title in a 12th round knockout to Tyrone Zug from Germany. Tyrone Zug is one of the top ones we'd like to fight. We're also in line for an elimination for the WBC world title, but that's going to be tied up for a while because James DeGale is going to fight with Batty Jack for that. That's going to tie it up for a while.
James DeGale would be the hardest out of all of them.
I think James DeGale is probably the best of the lot.
I'm glad you remembered all the names.
it took a little while.
We're done, boys. Zach Dunn, number one in the world. Number one in the world by the end of next year. Not impossible. He's number one in Australia. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much, Finey.